If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a good day. Thank you to everyone who listens every day. We appreciate you so much. We love you. Steve, take us out, please.
What was the last would you rather that you gave, Shirley?
Well, one of the would you rathers, take a risk and fail miserably or never, never try anything
would
new.
Would you rather take a risk and fail miserably or never try anything new?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said take a risk, of course.
There's only one way to live, and that is to take the risk. Because in the risk lies your opportunity. If you don't take chances, you're playing it safe. You don't fall, you don't get hurt, you don't get rejected, but you also don't move. You cannot grow without risk. I've taken so many, I've had far more failures than I have had successes. I can assure you that. I have had way more failures than successes. But see, a lot of people don't understand what I've learned, that it's all a part of the process. So let me give you a piece of information that can help you with the L's you take in life. Sometimes you hear people say, man, I'm tired of taking L's. You know, L is a slang term for losses. You know, man, I'm tired of taking these L's. But when you take an L, you have to look at it the right way. I ain't never had no losses. I had a lot of L's, but I ain't never had no losses. Because all my L's wasn't losses. All my L's was lessons. And see, you got to understand that that's what it is. If you quit looking at your L's as losses and understand that them L's is lessons, you start handling them better. Remember how I used to say on the radio all the time, behind every moment of adversity, two things happen. There's a lesson and a blessing. That's behind every bad thing that happens to you. The loss of your mother is a lesson and a blessing in there. Now, the lesson is, once you can cope with the loss of your mother, do you know how much stronger that makes you as a person? Because, I mean, really, after that, what can they do to you? I'm leaving you. Hey, man, my mama gone. You know what, man? that was a cold lesson, man. It taught me something. Man, my mama gone. Do you know what the blessing was? All of the stuff she taught me and the strength I gained from her absence. Because after I lost my mother, it was nothing you could say to me. It didn't matter to me what you said. I don't want you no more. Bye. Okay. I'm leaving you. Okay, what time is that? Man, I done lost my mama. Do you understand the strength I gained from that? And do you understand the memory of all of the lessons that she taught me, how they ring dear in my head all the time? I was out the country, right? And I was going to this meeting, and they sent the secretaries down to greet me at the door. So I'm walking with these ladies to get on the elevator. And they're in what's called a protocol department. And they opened up the elevator, and they stood there. And I said, no, ladies, go ahead. They said, no, Mr. Harvey, we can't. We're on protocol. You first. I can't do this. I can't allow you to hold this door for me. I can't go on this elevator and leave this woman in the hallway with her hand holding that bumper back on the door. My mama in heaven watching me. My mama raised me to be chivalrous towards women, to hold doors for women, to allow women to walk through first, to pull out chairs, to open the mall door. I open the mall door for a woman, I don't even got to know who you are. You ain't even got to be with me. But if I see you and I'm by that door, I'm going to open the door for you. That's what I learned from my mama. So even in the greatest loss of my life, that loss was a lesson. Because I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. After the loss of my mother, there's nothing you could do to me. What you finna threaten me with? Man, I lost my mom. I buried my mama. I don't care what you do. Every loss in your life, if you quit looking at losses, them L's you taking, them L's is lessons. Every time I see somebody trying to take something from me that don't belong to them, I done seen this movie before. I've learned this lesson before. I've lost some money before. So now that loss ain't a loss. It's a lesson. Now I know what it looked like. You can't take no money from me no more. I learned the lesson. That L that I took wasn't really a loss. It was a lesson. So now, okay, cool. You took 300 from me, but I took an L, but I learned the lesson. So now here you come. How you think you finna get 30,000? But if you take 3 from me, are you finna take some more? No, I've learned. All my L's was not losses. All my L's was lessons. Those are my closing remarks. Feel how you wanna feel. But I done lost my mama. I don't care. Talk to God today, y'all. He'd love to hear from you. And I mean that, too. I really do mean that. What you gonna say to me?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.